I'm Bethany Conway. Welcome to Courage to Live in Your Trueness podcast, where we talk about the real and raw process of staying true to who we are in everyday life. Learning to find joy, hope, and peace in the midst of it all. Hey friends, thanks for joining me for this week's podcast. Today I just want to recap the past 6 weeks and the Empowering and Inspiring Women podcast miniseries. We've had so many amazing guests on, and I'm so grateful and thankful for all of those women who chose to be brave and share their journey and story with me and with you. I know that their story, I'm sure, has impacted you on many different levels, how they overcame their fears and overcame obstacles that all of them faced in their journey and their process to finding what they're passionate about, to finding out what energizes them, to just pursuing the dreams that they've had in their heart for such a long time. And hearing their story, I know, empowered you and impacted you as well. And I know that it's so easy to, when you listen to their stories, to think, oh, well, that's them. And that's what happened to them. And they're just so much braver than I am. And they're so much more courageous than I am. And but yet we all have the opportunity to press in and to lean in and to take that leap of faith and to take that first move and to be bold and pursue the things that are in our heart and the things that we've dreamed about from the time we were children. And the most important whole part of this series was it originated out of this place of going on walks with my neighbor and her and I both stepping in and launching our businesses and expanding our businesses and sharing ideas and bouncing ideas off of each other and just totally being vulnerable with each other. Like, what is scaring me today? I'm freaked out because I'm going to press the send button on this email, or I'm freaked out because I'm going to have to call and follow up, or I'm going to be networking with these people and I'm freaked out because, you know, what if they don't think I'm qualified, or what if they think I'm an imposter, or what if they don't think I'm good enough, or, and we can get ourselves psyched out of even pursuing the things that we're passionate about and the things that we've been dreaming about for such a long time. It's amazing how quickly we can talk ourselves out of something. Like, I will get going in the day and I will have an amazing idea. And yes, I have amazing ideas and great thoughts that happen on a regular basis. And I will, a lot of times I've gotten really good about making sure I write it down in my journal or put it in my little iPhone notebook app and to capture that thought so I don't forget about it. Well, more than once I've gone back to my journal or I've gone back to my iPhone notebook app and I look at that thought and I'm thinking, well, that was stupid. What was I thinking? Where did that come from? Or how is that going to work? And you almost psych yourself out and you talk yourself out of taking that leap, putting yourself out there, taking the opportunity to press into a passion and an idea that may be the next, you may be the next Thomas Edison in the light bulb or the telephone. Or social media or Facebook, who knows, you might have the next groundbreaking idea that sets you on a trajectory of accomplishment. And whether anybody else knows of your accomplishment or it's just for your own personal gratification, you, by taking that simple step and pursuing that idea, pursuing that thought, pursuing that passion, all of a sudden breaks open opportunities and things that you never even dreamed were possible. And we can quickly talk ourselves out of taking those steps because of fear or anxiety or all the what ifs that circulate through our mind. Or what are our friends going to think? Is our family going to think? They're going to think I'm nuts. They're going to think, who does she think she is? And what right does she have? And she's not educated. She doesn't have enough money. She doesn't do this or that. She doesn't know the right people. But my friends, let me tell you, when you step out and you have confidence, you know, I've heard this saying, fake it till you make it. Well, maybe sometimes you have to do that. But one thing I do love as a side note, even better than the fake it till you make it, I've listened to this book called The 5-Second Rule by Mel Robinson. Holy moly. Friends, get that book. Listen to it on Audible. Read the book. However you have to get your access to it, it will change your life. She talks about counting backwards, like somehow when we count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, when we're faced with a fear, when we're faced with a challenge, just by counting backwards can snap our minds out of spinning out of control in the anxiety and the fear that we face. And when we count backwards, it can snap us out and we can take an action. We count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take an action, move toward your passion, move toward your goal, move and break out of your excuses. If 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I don't feel like going for a walk today. I don't feel like working out. Well, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get my tennis shoes on and I'm going to go walk. And it just, that counting backwards somehow snaps our brain out of all the thought processes, because it's counting backwards. It like activates our prefrontal cortex. You will hear about it in her book or her Audible, whatever way you choose to access it. But it's just an amazing tool that I've been using in the last 2 months. And I tell you, like, I've been in meetings with people, executives and people in high up places. And sometimes that I'm going to go shake their hand. I'm going to say hello. I'm going to have a conversation. I'm going to bring forth an idea. I'm going to ask a question in the middle of this packed room. I'm going to raise my hand and ask a question. And just by counting 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, okay, Beth, do it. It snaps me out of that place of allowing my brain to get out of control and anxiety and fear. And then I'm moving forward in my passion and what I'm excited about, or the question that I have, or exercising, or eating right. It just snaps you out of the excuses that you make to not move forward. And so going back to this empowering and inspiring women, these interviews that we've had, these women have learned to not settle for the fear and not settle in the anxiety. They have challenged themselves. Okay, sure, they faced fear. Sure, they had anxiety. Sure, some of them faced depression. Sure, there were struggles and obstacles that so many of them faced, but they didn't play the victim and they did not allow themselves to become stuck. They took action. And that is probably one of the biggest key things that we can walk away with from these interviews and these stories from these amazing, powerful women, is that they took action. The things that were in their heart, the things that kept them up late at night and got them up early in the morning and energized them, and they kept thinking about and kept strategizing about and challenging themselves, they took action, my friends. They said no to excuses and moved forward with action. And now these women, their stories are empowering other women and they're inspiring other women. They inspired me as many times as I face challenges of being an entrepreneur. This is my side hustle. And also then working full time in the marketplace. There's times you just want to throw in the towel and quit, but these stories inspire and motivate, and you hang on to their accomplishments, because those are the things, my friends, that will keep you moving forward. And what is put inside of you, the treasure and the purpose and the dreams that are put inside of you, my friends, you need to step into those things, because your story and your journey is going to impact and inspire other people. With every interview that and every person that I met with prior to the interview, I would tell them, you know, don't worry if we go on these rabbit trails or bunny trails. Sure, we have questions that we're going to get through, but I would encourage them, it's okay if we take a bunny trail here or there in your story, or we start asking questions about this or that, because you know what? Whatever we share today on that interview, whatever was shared on that interview, I knew that it was going to be at the right moment, at the right time for the right listener. And so I know that the stories that they shared and the impact that it had on your life, I know that you walked away with nuggets, gold nuggets that I know have impacted you. It's been amazing to hear the stories and the women that have reached out to me and private messaged me or called me and said, you have no idea I needed to hear that story today. I needed to hear that person's journey, that portion, that little rabbit trail, bunny trail you took. I needed that exact story, that exact encouragement, that exact thing today. And so I want to encourage you, if you're listening to these podcasts, if you've had an opportunity, or maybe you haven't yet had an opportunity to go back and listen to the Empowering and Inspiring podcast mini series that I just did, I want to encourage you to do it, because there's golden nuggets in every single interview. There's great resources in every single interview. There's great raw and realness in every single interview. And that, my friends, is what inspires. That, my friends, is what motivates. That is what we link arm in arm for, to encourage each other through the struggle, to persevere, to have that tenacity, to have that strength. As women in business, as moms, as entrepreneurs, as women who spin lots of plates and wear many hats and are accomplishing great things. And I am so excited, and I want to say I've been so honored to be a part of these women's life, the life of these women. Maybe that's the best way to say it, so I'm grammatically correct. I've been so honored to be a part of the lives of these women and in their journey and hear their story. So again, today, if I can challenge you, my one challenge, maybe my two challenges today that I want to leave you with, I would encourage you to check out that Mel Robinson 5-second rule, because I know it's impacted me and it can change your life. Just snapping, helping, giving you a tool to snap out of your excuses and how fear can play such a big role in debilitating us from taking steps and advancing in what we're called to do in our passions and our dreams. That would be my first challenge to you, to check that out. And then my second challenge today would be, take action today. Again, even a small baby step, take action towards pursuing the things that energize you. You are an amazing person. You have so many gifts and talents. You have so much inside of you, and the world needs your story. The world needs to hear your journey. The world needs the gifts, the talents, all of who you've been created to be. The world needs you pressing in and leaning into the very things that energize you, because you, my friend, your story and your journey are going to impact and change the lives of those around you. You, my friend, are empowered today. You, my friend, are inspired today to move out and to take action into your passion. And so I just want to say thank you to all my listeners for tuning in and supporting all of these women as they took the plunge and shared some of their real raw journey. I just want to say thank you for tuning in weekly, and thank you for sharing the podcast with your friends and family. I am so grateful and filled with gratitude as I hear your responses and the way you've been encouraged and empowered by these podcasts. So today, my friends, I just want to say thank you so much, so much for listening. And until next time, have an absolutely wonderful day.